month to your bottom line, like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Wow. That wasn't, never mind.
That's not what you were expecting?
That's not what that's supposed to be. It's okay, though. Everything's cool, boys and girls.
It's all good.
We have got this thing messed up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Our first winner of the day contest, Diane Ballard of Bryan, Texas, ready to answer our question. What is the name of the world-famous PGA golf tournament that starts this morning?
The Masters.
The Masters
yes,
tournament.
Ma'am.
That's pretty exciting stuff. Do you watch golf on television?
Sometimes. Not often, but sometimes. Something like the Masters I watch.
There you go.
Now, when I think about the Masters, I think about the greats who have played there, like Jack Nicklaus. He's won it 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods, but maybe the most famous Masters scene in my brain never actually happened. It was Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Really?
It's called the Cinderella Story.
Nice.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta. He's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. He got all of that one. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
The Texas Country Original, 98.3 KORA, Bryan College Station.
Yeah. Hey, this is Cameron Nelson wishing 98.3 KORA a happy birthday.
You don't need him anymore. You don't miss him like before. You're not angry. You're already doing fine. You look good in this shade of blue. Moving on ain't hard for you. It's just a breakup. It's nothing makeup can hide. I bet that mirror's tired of hearing me lie. But I see that girl, I look her in. And it'll all be alright, and I'll believe it. If I'm lying half as good as we did. That broken promise didn't hurt. Cause you weren't hanging on every word. And you don't want that ever after all. I bet that mirror's tired of hearing me lie. But I see that girl, I look her in the eye. She's falling apart, but she can do better. I tell her she's gotta keep it together, and it'll all be alright.
Texas Country Original with Bree Bagwell. Half as good. 98.3 KORA, Roger and Carly doing the morning show. We'll be talking about how you get your Carrie Underwood tickets at 7:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. I like that. Question of the day is about Merle Haggard.
Yes.
Sad about the passing of Merle yesterday. It's hard to say that it was expected.
No.
But he was in such bad health that you kind of saw this coming.
Well, it's like him and Willie. You just really don't ever think they're actually ever going to go.
You think they're going to last forever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Willie is, of course, one of the stars that has reacted to the passing of Merle Haggard, who put on Twitter yesterday, "My brother, my friend, I'll miss him."
Yeah, you're going to make me cry.
Well, he wrote it. I didn't write it.
I know, but I was just, I've seen the picture, and it's just so sweet.
They're
laughing together and looking at each other, and aw.
So that's why they were brothers, because they had that connection right there.
They had a great bond. They did.
Merle Haggard, I had heard the story before about him being born in a boxcar, a train boxcar, but I didn't really know the full story until I read about it this morning. It's during the Great Depression, and his father was a real good carpenter.
Yeah.
And his father was asked by the lady who owned the boxcar if he could convert it into a house. You know, people do that with storage containers now.
Yeah.
Like you have down on a ship dock, those big storage containers. Mm-hmm. And she had the idea that she had an old boxcar on her property. Could he convert that into a house. And so he did.
Awesome.
And that's what he did to make a living. They were from Oklahoma, the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl. Mm-hmm. He had to pack up house and home and go to California, the Grapes of Wrath story. That's the movie, The Grapes of Wrath. He kind of did that in real life. And so he changed this boxcar into a house. And then the lady said, well, then why don't you live in it?
Oh,
so
that's nice.
They moved in, and that's where Merle was born.
Well, okay, that
right
makes
there.
Sense then.
And so that's where the boxcar story comes
gotcha.
From. Gotcha. We have a lot more to tell you about Merle Haggard during the show today. Right now, I want to tell you about the College Station Noon Lions Club. They have their Jazz Fest coming up. It starts tomorrow from 6 to 10, and then all day Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Palace Theater in downtown Bryan. Friday night's lineup has a lot of people, including the College Station High School Jazz Band at 6 p.m., Karen Chavez Combo at 8 p.m., and the Prairie View A&M Jazz Band goes on stage at 9 tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, the music starts at 10, Don Pope and Friends at noon, the Big Apple Trio at 2. Both of those are very popular groups in Bryan College Station. The Greg Tevis Band at 6 o'clock, and the Fightin' Texas Aggie Jazz Band takes the stage for 2 hours on Saturday night.
That's awesome.
I like that. The proceeds benefit the Lions charities, including the Fun for All Playground that's being built in our town. Let's check the weather.
Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer, now in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
The weather for Thursday, April the 7th, mostly sunny, high of 85 today. It is 48 and clear at the moment with Roger and Carly.
ABC News Now, I'm Karen Chase. A teacher accused of bringing a pistol into a middle school in Newtown, Connecticut, is facing criminal charges. Community leaders call the arrest in the shadow of the Sandy Hook rampage troubling. An intensive manhunt is on for two mentally ill patients who escaped from a psychiatric hospital in Lakewood, Washington, who officials describe as dangerous to others. The candidates are clamoring for support in New York ahead of next week's primary there. Donald Trump drew a crowd of 15,000 to a Long Island rally. Protesters for and against the Republican frontrunner gathered outside. Some chanted, "Stop the hate." Bernie Sanders says, "Don't be so quick to conclude that Hillary Clinton has the Democratic nomination all locked up." He told a crowd in Philadelphia, "He has a real chance of winning." Clinton has accused Sanders of not being qualified for the presidency. Officials at San Antonio schools are investigating a stunning video of a police officer body slamming a 12-year-old girl to the ground inside a charter school hallway. They found out about the incident after the video went viral on YouTube. They say they don't tolerate excessive force. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Visit us at simplegreen.com.
Simple Green.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota's 2501 DT is powerful enough to tackle a wide range of tasks, yet nimble enough to provide the precision performance you need. Ask your participating dealer about Kubota's big value compact tractor, now more affordable than ever with a low down payment and a low rate APR up to 7 years. After June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. There's a Kubota for you at WC Tractor, off Highway 6 at Tabor Road in Bryan. Your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County. Online at WCTractor.com.
I'm Coy Alexander, and it's time for Ram Truck Month at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Bryan College Station. And our swap-up event remains the same. If you trade up this month to a new vehicle that's a similar make and model, no matter what you're driving, we'll keep your payments the same or less than you're paying right now, but we'll give you $100. And right now, we have over 100 new trucks available. Half tons to one tons, regular cabs to crew cabs, gas and diesels. Plus, with promo pricing, you choose our most popular models and pay one low price.
Don't miss the final days of Ram Truck Month at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Bryan College Station. Every truck in stock is priced to move immediately. And for a limited time, you can find unbelievable lease offers on a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab. In fact, right now, lease one for only $279 a month. Don't miss Ram Truck Month at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Bryan College Station, your Ram truck headquarters.
Swap up applies to 2011 or new trading with loan balance greater than $10,000. Must be a like model with similar options as new vehicle negative equity. Added to new loan, several to choose. 36-month lease, zero plus DTE fees. Total due at signing includes security deposit with approved credit. Expires 4/30/16.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to spring clean and get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. We're your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Is that person in front of you at the stop sign on their cell phone? Hate to wait,
Hate to wait in a crowded ER?
There are, of course, many times in life where we're made to wait, but a medical emergency should never be one of them. At Caprock Emergency, you'll never wait to be seen.
At Caprock Emergency, there's always a zero wait time. Problem solved. Caprock Emergency, 948 William Fitch Parkway, College Station. We accept all major insurance, excluding Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, it's JR.
And Ashlyn Ray.
Talking about the Office of the Week contest. I just love how people, when we walk in the door, are so excited because we have a whole thing full of tacos, you have a song, and we're filming the whole thing.
I thought you were going to say you love me.
Oh, no. No. Kind of like you, we tolerate each other at a very good level.
Sometimes the offices tolerate us, too. But hey, we have music and food. Like, you can't say no.
Be your office hero.
All you got to do is go online, 98.3KORA.com, scroll down to the What's Happening section, and you'll see it. Office of the Week, enter right there.
It's your chance to win the Office of the Week with La Botana Mexican Restaurant, 98.3 KORA.
And JR and Ashlyn Ray.
So we tell you about the Carrie Underwood tickets at 7:30. We play the Q of the D at 7:50.
Uh-huh.
Free advice coming up about misbehaving dogs.
Ooh, okay.
Do you have a guilty dog at your house? That's on the way in 5. Roger and Carly. And Mr. Donuts just arrived.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. Won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams are come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the world popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line, always stay humble and kind.
KORA, the Texas Country Original.
The boss took my name off the payroll. Screw you, man. Picked up my cell, rang my baby's bell, said I'm 3 miles from home. I said, sugar, won't you put on that sundress I like so much? Way out by the road, I'm coming to pick you up. Miles to the outskirts of Las Vegas. What do you say we go get married by a preacher man who looks like Elvis? Yeah, mama. Sugar, don't you worry about telling your mama goodbye. We'll send her a souvenir postcard from the wild side.
Entertainer of the Year, Jason Aldean doing Johnny Cash at 98.3 KORA, and Jason Aldean says, you don't ever have to nominate me again. He didn't think he would ever win that award, and when he won it, he said, that's enough.
I'm good.
I'm good for it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to ever do it again. So that's good. Roy Sigmund is here.
Hello.
Good morning.
I saw you on the other side of that box of donuts right there.
You couldn't see me for a minute, right? You were blinded.
I saw a box of donuts and a man in a suit coming down the hall, and I just kept my eye on those donuts. And then in a little while, I saw Royce.
Yeah.
As long as you eventually got to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're not 2 week old like I usually bring you. He never does that.
No.
You have no idea all the trouble that Royce goes through to take care of us on Thursdays. He makes special trips. He goes special places. He gets up early. He shops before he comes here.
He does.
And you and I
know. Sometimes he makes his wife bake for us.
I know. She was going to last night, but we had the grandson over, and I don't want to blame it on him. But we were doing other things.
You were busy. That's right. We get it.
You know, the only thing he would get out of us would be Hot Pockets. Hit the microwave.
Frozen,
That'd be it. But we thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks, Royce.
So our free advice today, since I'm the proud caretaker of a beagle dog, you don't own a beagle.
No, they own you.
Yes, they do.
I've owned them before.
These are the 10 most common ways that dogs misbehave and what you can do about it from a website for dog owners. Number one is barking. If they do it every time someone walks by your front door, you can distract them with a toy. Or if they just do it to get a reaction, then ignore them, and pretty soon they'll quit doing it, theoretically.
Yes.
Right. Beagles don't bark so much.
Hours later.
No, they don't.
Beagles howl.
Oh, yeah.
They throw that head back, and they give you a long, Number two, jumping on people.
Yeah.
Beagle does that. You have to be consistent if you don't want them to do it. Mm-hmm. If you let them jump on you, then they're going to jump on everybody. So they can't jump on anyone. That's just the rule. And if they're jumping up for you to pet them, then don't pet them, and they'll stop doing that.
Yeah.
Number three, chasing things like maybe cars. Like
that's
chasing.
Scary.
That is, because you know how that ends.
Yeah.
So first of all, you have to make sure they know a few basic commands. Our beagle has been taught manners by the teenager in the house. It's really her dog. He will do anything she says.
Yeah.
He does nothing, I say. So,
there's
that.
Unless you have food.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm temporarily the king if I'm holding some food. Number four, chewing stuff. It's hard habit to break because it's basically part of their DNA. Mm-hmm. If you catch them in the act and say no, then give them a chew toy instead. They might just really be doing it because they need the exercise. So if you can't get them to stop it, then maybe you can get them to just chew certain things.
Exactly.
Number five, begging. Okay, nobody likes a dog that's begging, but just give them a nice box and put them out by the corner, and maybe they'll get some money for you.
Yeah.
No, it says don't feed them from the table and don't let anybody else do that. And that's usually where the begging happens. Digging holes in the backyard, good luck.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you, over all the years of being a dog owner, and I've owned dogs all sizes, you're just going to have a hole in the backyard.
Ours just does it to try to escape.
Yeah,
you know,
you're going to have some kind of hole somewhere in the backyard. It's just, if you have a dog that doesn't dig a hole in the backyard, your dog doesn't go in the backyard.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
That's right.
They're just going to do it. So there's no fix for that. Just live with it. Get a shovel.
Fill in some holes. Plant a tree there. They already dug the hole for you.
Number seven, going to the bathroom indoors. First of all, do not do what your brain is telling you to do. And that's the beat the ever-loving out of them.
Right.
Don't be striking your animal. Figure out why they're doing it. Are they having a separation anxiety because you've gone off and left them for a long time because you've been at work? Well, just take them for a walk in the morning. I mean, I know you don't have time before you go to work to walk the dog, but it's easier than cleaning this up.
Yeah.
And if it keeps on going and it's an older dog, it could be a medical issue, and you might talk to your vet about it. Nipping or play biting, like when they grab your wrist but don't really bite down, they actually say to yelp like another dog would, and they'll let you go. Growling at people. Okay, that's not altogether a bad idea. So I wouldn't mess with that.
Yeah, it depends. If somebody's there dating your daughter, you may want them to growl.
Growl, buddy. Beagle, on the other hand, it's hard to growl from underneath the bed.
Yeah.
Which is the way he usually responds to threats. And number 10, being aggressive with other dogs. Now, this is Carly's story right here.
Yeah. She just wants to play, but it just scares the crap out of people. Yeah,
because Carly has a dog the size of a mobile home.
No.
What you should do is it says sometimes yelling or yanking the leash can just make it worse. So if your dog is really aggressive and you're unsure about it, you should get a trainer, dog whisperer, something like that.
We do need a dog whisperer.
As always, a trip to Sport Clips on University Drive in College Station will keep you from looking like a shaggy dog. Or out at the Tower Point Shopping Center and Brian at FM 2818 in Villa Maria, they have the MVP treatment. Starts with a hot, steamy towel, ends with a relaxing shoulder massage. In between, a terrific haircut with a Guy Smart stylist who is up to date on all the latest sports news. Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
I love Spain. This food, the wine, the tapas. I want to stay here forever.
Well, we're not in Spain. We're home.
I know, but this food is so delicious. And those authentic ingredients and easy recipes from the Kroger Taste of Spain event really put me in a Spanish state of mind.
It's like a Spaincation.
Head to Kroger for authentic recipes, specially imported foods, and delicious meal ideas at the Taste of Spain event. Great food, low prices at Kroger.
Are you taking time to enjoy the important things in life? Time to spend with family? Time to try new things? Time to have fun? At Kroger, you can have your prescriptions filled while you shop, so it's easy to save money and time with your Kroger pharmacy. And you can get back to the things you love.
If you're living with diabetes, your Kroger pharmacist can help you manage your condition and save on diabetic supplies. See your Kroger pharmacist today.
Prosperity Bank is the big bank with your community's bank inside. Well, what does that mean to you as a business owner? It means you have a banker who knows you by name and understands your business and your business banking needs, just like a community banker. It also means that Prosperity, with over 240 banking centers in Texas and Oklahoma, has the resources to handle your business banking needs, from lines of credit to farm and ranch loans to cash management and merchant services, just like a big bank. They also offer small business administration loans. All the financial services you need with the friendly customer service you want. Stop by the nearest Prosperity Bank to see what the real bankers at Prosperity can do for your business. Prosperity Bank is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
There's a road that's up ahead, full of turns and hills, trees and streams, sunshine and shadows. The 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Because you need a partner that will help you find the freedom and escape and joy that you so richly deserve. Stop in Independence Harley-Davidson April 9th for free barbecue, live music, a scratch-off card, and workshops that start at noon. Season's open. No rules, just road. Experience our name. Independence Harley-Davidson.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Be the first winner of the day on the Roger and Carly Morning Show and score lunch from Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse. The Roger and Carly special chicken fried steak lunch for two. 6:45 weekday mornings on 98.3 KORA.
Don't suffer from Honda envy. Get a great deal on a new Honda during the Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. See your Central Texas Honda dealers online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
98.3 KORA welcomes Carrie Underwood featuring Easton Corbin live in concert at the Toyota Center in Houston April 19.
And we're giving away tickets every week.
Here's how to win.
Listen at 7:30 weekday mornings. That's, well, ish.
Or today, yeah. 7:34 and 30 seconds.
Yeah, and Roger and Carly, that's us, tell you which Carrie Underwood song to be listening for.
Be caller number 9 when you hear the song at 776 KORA. Become an instant finalist and score bonus tickets to the hottest, coolest time in Texas, Schlitterbahn.
You can also sign up to win at Seagirt 1-Hour Heating and AC, North Eldorado Freeway in Bryan.
Casa Rodriguez Mexican Restaurant in downtown Bryan.
BCS Tires and Lifts, Texas Avenue next to Coffee Corner.
Rocket MC Rustic Furniture in Somerville.
And La Correnta Mexican Restaurant, Simpson Highway 21.
And now, here's the Carrie Underwood Contest song of the day and the hour when it will play for Thursday, April 7th.
The song is Smoke Break.
And the song will play in the 12 o'clock noon hour.
When you hear Brandy play Smoke Break during the noon hour, caller number 9 at 776-5672 will become an instant finalist to win concert tickets for Carrie Underwood featuring Easton Corbin, April 19th at the Toyota Center in Houston.
More information available online now at 98.3KORA.com.
Roger and Carly on 98.3KORA.
Too late, baby. Hope you ain't close those pretty blue eyes.
you looked out of your window lately? The moon's taking up half of that sky. Whoa, whoa, I'm a little bit restless. Can't get you off of my mind. Lights pouring down the street. I got your song cranked up on the radio, but you ain't singing sitting next to me. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, girl, I need you now. Walk on out. I could use a little bit of your sweet kiss, your lips on a night like this.
Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Online at zfloors.net. 98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original.
July moonlight shines. You put a little head on my shoulder. Pull over on the side of the road. My God, you're something like nothing I've ever seen. If I'm asleep, girl, let me dream. Baby, fall into my kiss. It should just happen like this. Trusting so much that there's no one else but us. Moment that says it's alright. That's all we have in this life. Drink up this love, baby. Give it all we got says it's alright.
my cares. It should just happen like this. Trusted so much that there's no one else but us. This moment that says it's so right. That's all we have in this life. Drink up this love. Come on, give it all we got tonight.
Proud to be the George Strait Station, 98.3 KORA. George Newitt, give it all we got. It's 7:42. We'll be talking about Merle Haggard more in a few minutes, remembering this country music legend and his passing yesterday. I just can't even imagine country music without Merle Haggard.
He's always in general.
Well, he's been there forever. Really.
He's always just been such a part of it. It's just once he got in it, he was deep in it, and it's just it's a lonely day without Merle Haggard.
It is. Well, you know, I think he brought a lot of people to country music over his career.
Because he had a very simple message.
Yes, he did.
So easy to understand. I like simple and easy. I'm skilled in that area.
That's why
right
we
there.
Like country.
There
exactly.
you go. Anyway, we got to jump into sports right now. So our Thursday morning till 9 a.m. sports director is here and ready to go. It's Royce Heckman!
Howdy, sports fans. Listen, a big night over on the big school campus, Texas A&M 9, Stephen F. Austin 0. But the story is sophomore Trinity Harrington threw a no-hitter. And it's the first no-hitter for the Fighting Texas Aggie women's softball team since April 30th of 2014. They're getting ready for their trip to Tennessee. They'll play Tennessee in Knoxville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. College baseball, the Texas A&M Aggies will try to stop a four-game losing streak.
Come on.
Oh, man, we got to do it. Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 1, Sunday at 1. They play Georgia at Bluebell Park as part of family... what am I trying to say? Parents weekend.
There we go.
Okay. I get it out. Man.
Mom and Dad weekend.
Well, I know it's when we got to be careful where we're driving and we're trying to find a park.
Once that pays the bills weekend.
That's right. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees got a little ticked at the Astros spoiling their opening day game. They came back with 16 runs. The Astros scored 6, which would win a lot of games, but not that one.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle scored, I think it was 5 runs in the 9th inning and beat the Rangers 9-5. Houston at New York today, and Texas is at the Angels. In the NBA, the Dallas scored right at the end of the game and beat the Rockets 88-86. They have a 2-game lead over Houston with 4 games to go. The Rockets are right now the odd team out in the West Division and may not make the playoff.
They shouldn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Horrible.
They've been up and down, mostly down. In the NBA, though, there's somebody even more down. The Lakers, 91-81 loss to the Clippers, makes them the worst team of all time. They're 16-62, and last year they set a record with 61 losses, so they're not having a good year. Texas A&M football held its annual pro day on Wednesday with offensive lineman Jermaine Effetti, a potential first rounder in the NFL, almost a guaranteed second round in draft selections. Maroon White spring game will be at 5 p.m., and I know A&M is encouraging people to buy your tickets online. I think they're $5 to avoid standing in line there. And the A&M Consolidated Girls Soccer Team will play Port Neches Grove in the regional tournament tomorrow afternoon at Turner Stadium in Humble, and the College Station Girls Soccer Team will play Kingwood Park. Good luck to both of those teams. In the PGA, the 80th Masters starts today in Augusta, and Gary Player became the oldest player to hit a hole-in-one at the Masters par 3 yesterday. He's 80 years old and just becoming a great grandpa. He gives me hope.
There you have
I've never had a hole-in-one. Matter of fact, I've not really been all that close for the most part. And I must brag on my grandson, won the 800-meter in district tournament, district track over in Huntsville last night for College Station Middle School.
Awesome.
And, there you go.
Well, proud of him.
You know, I've had lots of holes-in-one.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
Since I figured out how to get through the windmill, it was pretty easy.
Exactly.
Mostly sunny, high of about 85 today. It's 50 and sunny with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers is in the newsroom. The news at this hour, brought to you by the Texas State Lottery Commission.
I'm Zach Summers with your KIOX HD News update on 98.3 KORA. A South Texas man who told police voices convinced him to kill a 12-year-old boy and drink his blood was executed last night. Pablo Vasquez says he was high and drunk when he killed David Cardenas in 1998 in a Texas border town. The 38-year-old beat the 7th grader with a pipe before slitting his throat and drinking some of the boy's blood. The execution is the 6th in the state this year and the 11th execution nationally. And another person has died due to injuries from an exploding Takata airbag, this time in Texas. The 17-year-old was killed in Fort Bend County, that's southwest of Houston. She was driving a 2002 Honda Civic when the airbag inflator ruptured. It's the 10th known death in the U.S. from a Takata inflator, the 11th worldwide. More than 100 people have been hurt. Honda says it mailed multiple recall notices to the teen, but the repairs were never made. I'm Zach Summers with your KIOX HD News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
From BCS Tires and Lifts, it's the world's most interesting redneck.
I don't always stream on the internet, but when I do, I stream on 98.3KRAFM.com. Stay jacked, my friends.
Attention taxpayers, this is a tax service announcement from the tax pros at Jackson Hewitt. Tax day is around the corner. If you're in the process of filing your own taxes, stop immediately. One mistake can cost you boatloads of money. Instead, stop by Jackson Hewitt, where you can have your taxes filed by a tax pro with 100% accuracy, maximum refund guaranteed. Prices start as low as $48 for Tier 1 1040 EZ filers. Other returns may qualify to get $50 today on an American Express Serve card after you file with us. Just stop into any one of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations. But hurry, tax day is almost here. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required for $50 gift. Additional fees apply for state, local, and more complex federal tax returns, financial products, and other services. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See jacksonhewitt.com/tier1 for details.
Welcome to Doc Talk Everyday Medicine. We're talking about the flu. Flu season has reached the Brazos Valley. Common symptoms of the flu include fever, headache, coughing, muscle aches, and sometimes nausea and vomiting. The bad news is, the flu is not a cold. It's a serious illness. The good news is, we do have a medication available that treats the flu, but it must be started in the first 48 hours. Caprock Emergency is the only place in the Brazos Valley to use the new bedside flu screen that's twice as accurate as the old standard. This allows us to make an early, accurate diagnosis so we can get you started on the right medication fast.
Caprock Emergency, where there's always a zero wait time, and we accept all major insurance, excluding Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE.
Caprock Emergency, always open, always ready.
Caprock Emergency, 948 William D. Fitch Parkway, College Station.
I'm Coy Alexander, and it's time for Ram Truck Month at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Bryan College Station. And our swap-up event remains the same. If you trade up this month to a new vehicle that's a similar make and model, no matter what you're driving, we'll keep your payments the same or less than you're paying right now, but we'll give you $100. And right now, we have over 100 new trucks available. Half tons to one tons, regular cabs to crew cabs, gas and diesels. Plus, with promo pricing, you choose our most popular models and pay one low price.
Don't miss the final days of Ram Truck Month at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Bryan College Station.
Every truck in stock is priced to move immediately.
And for a limited time, you can find unbelievable lease offers on a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab. In fact, right now, lease one for only $279 a month. Don't miss Ram Truck Month at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Bryan College Station, your Ram truck headquarters.
Swap up applies to 2011 or new trading with loan balance greater than $10,000. Must be a like model with similar options as new vehicle, negative equity. Added to new loan, several to choose. 36-month lease, zero plus $1,500 fees. Total due at signing includes security deposit with approved credit. Expires 4/30/16.
Pine Boutique carries the designer labels you love, premium denim, accessories, and more. With their new spring styles, your ring day dress is waiting for you at Pine Boutique on Texas Avenue, right next to Bed Bath & Beyond. Shop them Parents Weekend and follow them on Instagram.
Get ready. It's almost your chance to win with the question of the day. Win a free car wash with Roger and Carly coming up on 98.3 KORA. Brought to you by Chamois Car Wash.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Rusty barbed wire line.
trails couldn't cross the sky. I'm rolling through the open wide, searching for a song to drink beer to. And trying to find a place to disappear to. Smoke, right hand on cold, one confession. Embers in the ashtray glow like memories, it won't let go. I'm out here trying to get them untangled. In the darkness on the edge of town, a little lost, a little found, waiting on a call from an angel. Smoke, right hand on cold, one confession. Light up the night and let it burn. Lean back and watch the sun down. They do what I do when life's a little sideways.
Hey y'all, it's Clayton Gardner. I want to wish my friend in 98.3 KORA a happy 50th birthday, Giga Maggie.
Well, I never told her that I loved her, but I do. She never cried her on my shoulder if she was hurting. I never knew. I never saw her leaving come until the goodbye part was through. Now the pages turn and the lessons learned the blind man sees. It don't happen till it does. It don't hit you till it lays you flat. You don't hear the lonely train till you're tied up on the track. You don't want the way it is till you're wishing for the way. That's how a heartache finds a fool. It don't happen till it does. She always wanted me to want her. Now I will. She always needed me to come home. Now I know how that feels. These days I'm seeing things in ways it only missing her reveals. Yeah, what's wrong is wrong, and what's gone is gone, and it's gone for good. It don't happen till it does. It don't hit you too late.
sometimes a fool. It don't happen till it does. No, you don't see the warning signs until there's taillights in a cloud of dust. That's how a heartache finds a fool. It don't happen till it does.
KORA, country baby. Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen. Chill it does. Roger and Carly, it's Thursday, and we have Roy Sickman in the studio with us. And I say that with all sincerity and a mouthful of donut.
Well, that's what I have.
Yeah, so there we have it.
But the good thing is I have this incredible coffee to wash it down with.
Oh,
compliments
there
of
you
Mr.
go.
Roger,
you are so
WWW
nice.
Garrett.
Thank you. Okay, here we go with our question of the day. To start off with, we're talking about the loss of a true country legend with the passing of Merle Haggard yesterday on his 79th birthday.
Yes.
Merle was born in a railroad boxcar during the Great Depression of the 1930s, greatly affected by the sudden death of his father when he was only 8 years old, grew up into a wild teenager with a single mother who had to work and take care of a bunch of kids during that time period, often got arrested on petty crimes that grew into bigger crimes, and by 1958, Merle Haggard looked like he wasn't going to be a legendary anything. He was doing time in San Quentin Prison in California when another legendary country star performed a concert for the inmates. Came right to San Quentin and played right at the prison, and Merle Haggard was in the audience to see this person. He said it was the moment that turned his life around. So our question for the question of the day is, who was the legendary country star who inspired Merle Haggard to also become a country music legend? A couple of hints for you. He was roommates in Nashville with Waylon Jennings.
No.
Which I didn't know till like 2 seconds ago. He had his own television. Yeah,
wow.
He had his own television show back in the early 70s. You may know him for I Walk the Line or Ring of Fire. 776-5672.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Say, what's for lunch?
Breakfast.
Breakfast for lunch?
Yep.
Then what's for dinner?
Breakfast is.
So, wait, is lunch for breakfast?
No, breakfast is for breakfast. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, anytime is delicious. Just breakfast time.
Yeah, where are you going? Man, I'm heading to McDonald's. Have a good afternoon.
Don't you mean good morning?
I do now.
With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, enjoy a sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich, hash browns, and a McCafe coffee anytime at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
To begin, let me say I look forward to our brief encounter.